The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees freedom of the press, and some people may assume that it also gives reporters the right to protect confidential sources. But it's increasingly clear that federal judges don't automatically agree. In two prominent cases over the last few months, journalists have been held in contempt of court and fined for refusing to reveal their sources. One involves the case of Wen-Ho Lee, the scientist once suspected of espionage in Los Alamos. The other contempt of court case involves the leak of the name of CIA agent Valerie Plame. NPR's Margo Adler reports.
There have always been tensions between judges and reporters. Back in 1972, in Brandsburg versus Hayes, the Supreme Court ruled that the Constitution does not protect journalists who withhold information to a grand jury about criminal conduct. But Justice Lewis Powell, who wrote a separate concurring opinion, said there was a balance to be struck between freedom of the press and the obligation of citizens to testify about crimes. Jane Kirtley, a professor of media ethics and the law at the University of Minnesota, says in the years after the Supreme Court decision, some judges expanded journalist protections.
A lot of states passed journalist shield laws, the statutes that provide journalists with specific protection. There are now 31 states plus the District of Columbia that have these laws. However, they typically do not apply in federal cases, which is what's going on in the federal district court in D.C. right now, the Wen-Ho Lee case and the Plame case. Both of those cases, the judges have said that the shield laws don't even apply.
And the shield laws vary from state to state and don't always protect journalists. New York has a very strong shield law, but that didn't prevent four journalists from being subpoenaed in the Lynn Stewart case. That's the lawyer who has been accused of passing information to alleged terrorists. Four news organizations are fighting the subpoenas. Why is the question of confidentiality of sources so under scrutiny now? For one, journalists are much less respected by the public and the judiciary. First Amendment lawyer Floyd Abrams.
Notion of the journalist as a romantic hero, Robert Redford, for example, has faded away. And there really has been a growing hostility to the press, which I think is reflected in some of these decisions.
The scandals at places like the New York Times haven't helped journalists either. And in the case of Wen-Ho Lee, some of the journalists involved published incorrect information for which their newspaper later apologized. It's also less clear where the boundaries are. In other words, who is a journalist? There are thousands of people from internet bloggers to cable TV reporters who were not in the picture 30 years ago. Judges have asked if there are protections, who gets them? Another change is the legal landscape, more conservative or less activist, depending on your point of view. Professor Jane Kirtley says in the last year, she has seen more judicial hostility to the notion of journalist privilege than she has ever seen in her career. It's certainly not a time, she says, when judges are going to favor journalist protections.
That is really inconsistent with where most judges are politically today. If they're being asked to look at the U.S. Constitution, they're going to look at it the way I think Justice Scalia would look at it. What did they mean by it in 1792? What did the Bill of Rights mean then? And if they aren't convinced that the drafters intended to protect journalists in this way, they're certainly not going to be the ones to do it.
Attorney Floyd Abrams, who was representing Time magazine in the CIA case, clearly believes this is a loss. He says news organizations might try to push for a federal shield law, but Congress would probably oppose it.
But the other side of it is that members of Congress themselves are sources all the time of the very sort of information which would have a lot more trouble getting out if it really becomes clear that the whole process of news gathering simply will not get any serious level of legal protection.
Abrams says if the courts continue to rule against journalists who withhold sources, publishers may well no longer go to bat for reporters and take on their fines, and some reporters may no longer take the risk. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.